6 years ago, an investigation by the ABC's Four Corners exposed a catalogue of abuse against some of the juvenile detainees, including the use of restraints, tear gas and strip searches. A Royal Commission in 2017 recommended the facility be closed, but 5 years on, children as young as 10 are still being detained there. NT barrister John Lawrence is a long-time campaigner against the centre and a spokesperson for the Close Dondale movement. He's calling on the federal Albanese government to intervene and close it down, and he joins us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Dondale Detention Centre has been located in a number of buildings over the years. It's currently based in the old Berrima prison. Why do you believe this facility is unsuitable for juvenile detention?
Well, it was rendered unsuitable for adult prisoners 7 years ago and destined for a bulldozer. And then the government of the day then decided to reopen it and place the children from the actual Dondale into the closed-down Berrima prison. So it's a horrible facility. It's dystopian. It's archaic. It's cells. It's steel. It's barbed wire. There's little grass, there's little air, there's little ventilation. The conditions under which these children are being held are basically beyond belief. And maybe one way of illustrating that is, if I can make this comment, having been a lawyer up here for over 30 years, if you were to say to me 20 years ago that they were going to place Indigenous juvenile offenders into the maximum security section of Berrima prison, some of which are as young as 10 and 11, and the vast majority of them are mentally damaged already from trauma-induced experiences, I wouldn't have believed you. It would have been unimaginable to do that. And it's still unimaginable to do that. And really, it's almost ridiculous that I have to answer that question, bearing in mind, really, what we know about the conditions in there.
Well, you're calling for the new federal government to intervene and shut down Dondale. How can they do that?
Well, we should get Professor Toomey back because I'm sure she'll confirm, although I'm no constitutional lawyer, but Section 122 of the Constitution allows the federal parliament to make laws for the governance of the territories. And that could be done tomorrow. It would take time. But it's been done before. It was done with the euthanasia bill and act that was passed by Kevin Andrews back in 96. And Bob Brown, heroically, in my opinion, in 1999, introduced the banning of mandatory sentencing in the Northern Territory for political and humane reasons. And that itself led to a resolution. So the power is there. It can be done. The question that I think needs to be asked is, why is it not being done, rather than why should it be done? I mean, it's so ridiculous and horrible that this country in 2022 is treating Indigenous children in such a way that has regressed over the last 20 years. But really, people need to step in and stop it. It's as simple as that.
But is it worth pursuing this? You're calling for the Albanese government to intervene, because over $55 million is currently being spent building the Darwin Youth Justice Centre. That's scheduled to open late next year. Dondale will close. What, given that is in the works, isn't that a solution?
Look, Patricia, I'm trying to make the point, perhaps unsuccessfully, that this is essentially a morality play. This isn't about timing of constructions or legislation or constitutional authority. This is something that's going on in your village, which is abhorrent. And it really should end yesterday. And any right-minded citizen, I would have thought, would want it to end yesterday as soon as possible. Now, there are other facilities available that could be quickly revamped. The Dondale cell, the original Dondale is lying empty 500 metres down the road from Berrima Prison. Mm. That could be, that held 24 kids. Now, let me just tell you something that's horrible, but surely compelling. The number of children that are held in Berrima has tripled in the last couple of years because the NT Labour government passed bail laws ensuring that children would be deprived of bail. So the population has trebled. The number of self-harm and attempted instances has gone through the roof. And let me give you the facts. In from the period of June to December of 2021, there were 54 instances of attempted suicide and self-harm. For the that same period 12 months before, there were 8. Now, from the period from January to June of this year, there have been 93 recorded instances of self-harm and attempted suicide. In one weekend alone in June, 4 children self-harmed and one tried to take his life by stabbing himself in the stomach, and they were all hospitalized. Now, we know where this is going. You have football, meat pies, Holden cars, and Aboriginal deaths in custody. This is Australia still, believe it or not.
The Minister for Territory Families, Kate Warden, sent us a statement last night. She said that you had been personally briefed. She said it's difficult to comprehend why you don't understand the clear and publicly stated intention of the Northern Territory government to close Dondale as soon as it's practicable. She says it will be closed. Why don't you accept that message?
Well, tell that to my 11-year-old client or the other 35 or 40 kids that are in there today and tomorrow and next week. I don't accept it for one minute, if for no other reason she's a politician. I've just been listening about our former Prime Minister, whose greatest characteristic, along with Boris Johnson and Donald Trump, is that he's an inveterate liar. So I don't accept for a moment anything that a politician says about this. Politicians said 6 years ago, when Margaret White and Mick Gooda handed them the report in the halls of Parliament, this will never happen again. We're going to fix this so well that it will never happen again. We're going to follow all the recommendations, blah, blah, blah. So I don't accept it for those reasons. And again, I remind you, this is a morality play. I mean, if this country wants to have any moral authority at all, or any substance. I mean, the Prime Minister wants to show good faith in relation to the voice to Parliament. He said publicly that he was encouraged by how Indigenous people have faith in Australian decency and fairness. Now, what would be a better gesture now for the Federal Prime Minister to confirm that by passing a law or at least introduce it? And by the way, we've written to Adam Bandt and we've written to Senator Thorpe. And indeed, the Minister for Youth, Anne Alley, I bumped into her in Darwin, and she was good enough to meet me. I took her around the perimeter of Berrima. She has seen this ghastly place. And so I've also written to Mark Dreyfus, the Attorney General. This could be finished within weeks or months, and it should be, for the sake of Australia's moral authority.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, John.
Well, that's my pleasure.
John Lawrence, criminal barrister and spokesperson for Close Dondale Now movement, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast. If you or someone you know is experiencing distress, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800. That was pretty difficult to listen to, I know.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.